Hello, and welcome to my new podcast. My name's Ryan, and this is Riot Out. I have never done a podcast before. In fact, I've always been kind of self-conscious about hearing my voice, like, in a recording. Like, I knew when I was young and you would, like, leave a message on your friend's phone or when you came home, back when, like, phones were attached to the wall and shit. I would, like, hear my voice and think, oh, fuck. oh shit, that's what everybody else hears. And then you start to think of, like, well, how do they really like me with the voice? Like, is maybe nobody actually really, like, maybe they're trying to get one over on me or something, you know? You start thinking all types of shit. So they think your voice is fucking awful. I think everybody kind of has that experience. But anyway, this isn't about my voice. It's about, well, the goal of the podcast is to inspire people to, like, try new things. And one of the biggest things in my life that brings me just immense amount of joy is, like, trying something new. Like, in a way, I'm kind of addicted to novelty. And I'm always trying new foods, going new places, seeing new things, trying new hobbies, you know, learning about something new. Like, I don't think I'm ever completely satisfied with, like, what I have. And I think one of the reasons is because, like, well, I can get moderately good at anything that I try. And in a way, it makes me not an expert at, like, anything. Because then after I, like, start getting moderately good at something, I kind of get tired of the grind part. I'm just like, I want the newness of something else. Like, I want to try it again. This is, like, to give you an example, when I moved out of my parents' house when I was, like, 17 on good terms. Like, everything was good. They were moving to Florida, and me and my friends went to buy a place together, and so we did that. And after we lived there for a year together, and we lost the place due to some bullshit. But, well, due to us being, like, 17 and 18-year-old kids living in a house, I took my backpack and I just started traveling. And I did that until I was about, you know, like, 25. It was probably the last, like, long-term road trip I went on. I've done little things since then, but it was also around that time where I was like, shit, dude, I've been doing a bunch of nothing forever. I should, like, figure out something with my life to maybe make some money. But, so yeah, I was backpacking and hitchhiking, and we were driving around, and, you know, we got all over the country a bunch, and I did that for a long time with a lot of different friends all throughout the time. And my dog Ella, who I still have, she's still with us. And so that's kind of how I've always been, always wanting to try something new, go someplace new, do something new. Getting tired of doing the same thing over and over again. So right now, actually, I bought a house with my fiance and our son. Well, he didn't pay for any of the fucking house, but kid doesn't pay for anything, to be honest. And I was thinking, like, I could probably put him to work. But then I was also thinking, like, he talks a lot. Like, he has a lot of friends in terms of people who think he's awesome and listen to him. And so I have to figure out a way to make them work. And I thought maybe getting them into show business, because that's one way of, like, child slavery that's pretty well accepted. Like, it's not actually slavery. I'm just kind of joking around with that. But it is kind of abusive when you think about it. I mean, there's no kid needs to be famous. I mean, that just never really turns out well. However, that Michael fellow did pretty well, right? That, Mr. Jackson, he didn't do too bad, huh? So, we bought this house. It's we really were extremely lucky with getting it. Our family helped, and we worked on it, and have a big giant house for almost half the price it should have been. And I've been doing a lot of things after now having that all like kind of settled in with, the whole process of getting the house, working on the house, and now everything's kind of settling down. And so I thought, the next thing I want to do is start creating some online content for people. And I was thinking, like, what is it that I have to offer? And like I was saying before, like I'm okay at a lot of different things, and partly because I've always been interested in trying something new, and I could pick up on things pretty quick, and I learn a bunch of stuff, but then I just like I'm just over it, and oh, it sucks because I don't end up with any expertise. But at the same time, I've tried a lot of new shit, and I continue to like it's like no matter how much new stuff you get into, there's always something new, and especially now with the internet, it's like content and experiences and books and food and like everything is just it's changing so rapidly, and it's developing so quickly that there's always an endless amount of new, which is for me it's almost heaven-like. My only complaint is that like I know I'm never going to get to try the majority of it, which is disappointing if I think about it for too long. So like I just turned 30 recently, and this isn't really necessarily something new because it's kind of something I hate to use the word struggled with, but the struggle with is kind of maintaining a like a healthy weight, eating healthy, and exercising. So recently I started, working out regularly, but like really small. I noticed I often have like plans of grandeur, and then I just totally bail on them after, a month or so, which kind of goes with the trying new things. So what I did is kind of packaged it into smaller chunks that I can fit into my routine. So even though it's a chore, working out, I can manage it on day to day until I build a routine, and then slowly increase it. So I'm not taking on too big of a chunk or too big of chunks at a time, And so that's been going pretty well, but the main reason is because like I always told myself, like once I'm 30, like I definitely can't be a fat lazy ass by the time that I'm 30. Like once 30 comes around, like I gotta fucking do shit, It's funny, I had the same kind of revelation or plan for myself when I was like 25. It was like I don't have anything in my life, and I'm like I'm about to be 25. Like I really need to do something, kind of last minute. And that's how I kind of got into the whole animal world thing. But I'll touch on that more, I'm sure, down the line. So I guess that's kind of an intro, I mean, what can you honestly say about yourself in a short amount of time that does anybody justice? We're all kind of a little bit more complicated than like, hey, I'm Ryan, I like dogs, macaroni and cheese is real good. That doesn't really ever hit the whole spectrum of a person's personality, and I think it's probably impossible to really ever nail that whole thing down. But hopefully these one-sided conversations might give you a little bit of a perspective into who I am and some of the challenges I've faced and how they might relate to you and what maybe you're going through and how to, I don't know, just how to live a life worth living ultimately, All right, so, intro. You know, I actually get told I can be kind of long-winded sometimes. So, there you go. This isn't something I tried new for the first time like recently, but within the last year is definitely something new. So, I got into my first float tank last year. And for anybody who doesn't know what a float tank is, I think there's a couple of different names for it. I could be wrong. There's a isolation chamber. Float tank. I just call it a float tank. I don't know. You can Google it, look it up. But I heard about it before in the past, but then I was watching some Joe Rogan podcasts, and he would mention it often and how he had one. And I remember meant saying like I would love to try one of those things. And I think what happened was one Christmas, my fiance got me a gift card to a float tank that had opened up in the area I had no idea existed. So I went there, and it was about a half hour drive from where I was at. And I'm pretty sure I didn't eat any food going in there because I didn't want to have to deal with any of that inside the tank. And I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I was kind of expecting some mystical experience type thing. And for you guys who don't know what it is, I'll explain it through this experience here. So just bear with me. So it was in this like little strip mall. And part of the strip mall was like a healthy foods place and some other health shit. And so I walk in, you can't see anything through the windows, but the place is called. Maybe I shouldn't tell you what the place is called. They can track me down and shit. But I went in, and it had the vibe of like a spa, kind of a spa thing going on. It was just a small little room, and there was like the water you could get out of the big like blue water thing. You push the button and shit. Now there's tea and hipster dude with a beard sit behind the desk, and he's like, "Hey, and introduces himself, and is it your first time?" And I give him everything, and he's like, "All right." He explains how to do it. He walks me into a room, and the room's like it's super moist, it's super humid, and he shows me there's like a shower and some earplugs and all types of shit. There's a towel for me and whatnot, so I rinse off in the shower, and there's like this huge box. Like it's kind of hard to say exactly how, like maybe the size of a car, like maybe an SUV, a little bit smaller, like a big giant, like it's a tank. I mean, it's solid white all the way around, and the door like kind of reminds me of like a bank vault. So I like get in, there's this light on, and there's this water. It's about maybe shin high. And dude, my immediate thought is like, holy fuck, it is thick in here. Like, I don't know if this is gonna work, So I get in, I lay down, and she just come, the lights turn off, and you just start floating. And the water is like supposedly at a temperature at which it's hard to tell where you're kind of your skin and the water begins, like where the line is. And I just laid down, and I was in there for an hour and a half. And I remember at the end, like when this light music starts to play and the lights start to like dim, or the opposite of dim, brighten, whatever. And I like sit up, and I just feel like this almost like euphoric feeling, and I start laughing. Like kind of laughing and crying. Like, I mean, it wasn't so like manic, but it was, I'm laughing, I'm full with joy and like tearing up a little bit. And like the experience was this hour and a half of just being extremely like intimate, for a lack of a better word. It wasn't like I was like, there's nothing romantic about it. It was just very like, it was very personal. I was just kind of looking into myself for an hour and a half, and just learning about how like my mind works and my body and everything. And I'm naked in this thing, by the way. I think you have options. You could probably like wear some shorts or something, but I went balls to the wall, and it was just wild. One of the things that stood out the most about it was that my anxiety, like I would get like I would notice that I would get anxious in like waves, and paying attention to the anxiety, I'd realize that like the anxiety has no real external cause, which was has had a profound effect on me, that there was no like there was nothing causing the anxiety at the time. It was just like my mind was in this rhythm of being anxious and then not being anxious, and I'd watch as the anxiety would like go away, and there was no, you know, no catalyst for making it go away. I wasn't doing any special technique, like there was nothing. It was just it would come and it would go, and it would do that on its own without me really participating. And I don't know that if I had ever been in, or if I'd never been in an isolation tank like that, had I would have ever noticed that property of it. I mean, you like, if you study any like Buddhism or meditation or anything like that, you know, they it's definitely said, you know, to watch your emotions like clouds in the sky or something and not get attached to them, but the experience is something different. And that was a big one that I took away from that. Another thing that, you know, I thought was really strange to me while I was in there was that like I could kind of like if I could feel my pulse, which was I wouldn't say it was just it was uncomfortable. It was just strange. Like I just feel my blood coursing through my body at one point, and it was just a it was just an experience unlike I had. Now, I've done a ton of floats since then. You know, I'm probably close to like 10, which really isn't a lot. I say a ton, but for me, it's, you know, it's a lot having done none before that. And none of them quite lived up to that first experience. In fact, the last couple of times, I ended up like taking naps both times, like waking up, like kind of in this dream state, like, whoa, what just happened? But nothing quite as intense as that first experience. I mean, I still watch. Still have the experience of the anxiety, and that kind of like doing that every once in a while kind of grounds me, because it puts everything back into perspective that like, hey, my anxiety is not mine per se. It's not real in a sense, you know. It doesn't have depth to it. Not to say that there isn't anxiety that has depth. I mean, maybe there's not. I don't know. I'm not the one to answer that question, but I know that the day-to-day anxiety that I experience isn't really grounded in anything too solid, you know. It kind of has its own momentum. So yeah, that was me trying out something new. There's a ton of things like that. I mean, I could probably go on and on and on, which I'm hoping to do with this podcast, and hopefully, you know, you guys find it interesting. And what I'd also like to do in the future is try things that are recommended. I do that. I say that cautiously because I know how the internet can be like, "Fuck a deer. Try to fuck a deer." I'm not fucking any deers. Well, nothing against deers. I mean, I don't even know if that's legal. I mean, I guess if it was a hot deer. I'm just not really that into deer. Hey, give me like a good bear cub or something. Hey, I'm just kidding. That's fucked up. No bear cubs. An adult bear. All right. That's all I'm fucking here. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of Riot Out, and I look forward to speaking with everyone again. Thanks. If you If you enjoyed the show, leave a comment or something below and subscribe for more videos. Thank you. Peace.